if you're wondering what to buy, that difficult person, you don't quite know what present to get, maybe a Vladimir Putin calendar for 2018 is the answer. I've seen these on sale in the UK, but apparently they are. In fact, in Russia, it's being reported that in the UK, they are selling like hotcakes. Alistair Coleman from BBC Monitoring is here. Are they on sale in the UK?
Not in shops. What's actually happening is that they're appearing on eBay and people are buying them up, but not in the huge quantities that Russian media are claiming.
Right. What is the Vladimir Putin 2018 calendar like?
It's all your usual pictures of Vladimir looking hard as nails, topless on holiday, hunting, shooting, fishing, and looking presidential.
Well, I mean, not what we would consider presidential, I suppose. You can't imagine Theresa May having a 2018 calendar of any sort. And if she did have a 2018 calendar, I don't think March would be an all-action judo shot.
Probably not, no. What's happened is that there was a report about these calendars going on sale in the Daily Mirror, and then it bounced back to Russia. And it sort of kind of got embellished a bit, saying people were queuing out of doors, in shop doors, to buy them. But that doesn't appear to be the case.
Right. Well, this speaks of is a rather odd relationship the Russians seem to have with their president. If there is a calendar and there is demand for it, and people want to see him being the all-action hero, topless with a leopard, that's... do you know what month is that?
July, I think.
July, topless with a leopard. I mean, why do people want their president to be pictured so? It seems a bit weird.
Russians like a strong leader, and he's about as strong as you can get.
Right. And can you put a figure on how many sales the Vladimir Putin calendars tend to get?
The people who have printed it, they're based in St. Petersburg, they claim they've printed 6,000.
Right.
Don't know if they've sold out. Don't know how well they're selling in Russia, because they won't say. But... yeah,
so we're not talking millions.
It's a thing that's out there, and we have actually had communication from a reader of our story that's on BBC Reality Check saying they actually bought one.
Right.
And they bought it because they thought it was funny.
How much? Can you get a Vladimir Putin calendar
for? It depends where you get it on eBay. You can spend £8 or you can spend £70. So right. Shop around.
£70 is a bit steep, but for £8, I'm almost with the guy who thinks it's a bit funny. We can have one on the wall here in the studio.
Yeah. I mean, it shows the difference in the relationship between Putin and his fans. In Russia, that's all serious. Over here, we think it's funny.
It's like Eurovision Song Contest, isn't it? It's one of those sort of things where we can only view it with ironic glasses on.
Yes.
And yet the people are actually, this is actually aimed at, I think it's the most serious thing in the world. Are people like wrapping it up? Wouldn't it be available to unwrap on Christmas morning if you're Russian?
Well, one should imagine so. Yes, I'm actually holding out for the Kim Jong-un one because I'm the North Korean writer, really.
The Kim Jong-un calendar? Now, that
Kim,
would be a
Kim Jong-un looking at things, 2018, I would buy that.
That would be a thing to behold, wouldn't it? Thank you very much indeed, Alistair. Nice to see you. Thank you for coming by. 21 minutes to 10, it's the Andrew Peat Show.